call it buried biological treasure, remains of animals that lived thousands of years ago are being recovered from Russia's far north. Russian researchers released images of an 18,000-year-old dog last month. The dog had many yellow teeth and appeared to be young when it died. Scientists named the ancient creature Dogor, but they cannot say whether it was closer genetically to modern dogs or wolves. They add that Dogor was alive during a period of time when human beings first appeared on Earth. It is the latest buried treasure from Siberia, the traditionally frozen part of northern Russia. The icy climate has kept large stretches of land frozen for thousands of years. Now the deep freeze has eased as rising temperatures and other developments combine to bring those long-buried secrets to light. Russia's frozen underground, known as permafrost, covers nearly two-thirds of the nation's 17 million square kilometers. The permafrost protected the bodies of prehistoric animals, ones that walked before the end of Earth's last ice age. For about 10 years, the permafrost has melted, broken down, or is being dug up for people searching for valuable treasures like ivory.
What is turning up? Well-preserved woolly mammoths, woolly rhinoceros, dog wolves, long-gone big cats, and other biological wonders and surprises. They are giving researchers a better idea of evolutionary and natural history. They provide behavioral, physical, and genetic information that might have been lost without them. Some of the biological material and frozen cells contain DNA, the carrier of genetic information. Now, there is controversy over whether DNA from these animals could be used to clone or bring back to life creatures from long ago. The process would involve putting their DNA into living animals. In at least one case, Siberia has provided the seeds of an experiment that returned plants to life after tens of thousands of years in a deep freeze. The Siberian ice is disappearing, with warmer weather melting parts of the permafrost. This provides a gold mine to the scientists as they come across these well-preserved animals. In 2010, scientists discovered Yucca, the best-preserved woolly mammoth ever found. She died almost 40,000 years ago. Yucca was young, between 6 and 12 years of age, when she died.
With each mammoth find comes more controversy. The discovery of such well-preserved biological material started the talk of an effort to use DNA from Yucca's remains, or that of another mammoth, to clone them. Many people believe cloning methods are developed enough to successfully bring back an extinct species like the woolly mammoth with complete DNA. One problem has been that radiation from outside Earth's atmosphere most likely damaged any DNA and makes it unusable for cloning. This year, however, researchers announced they had taken less damaged nucleus-like structures from the remains of yucca. They said they saw signs of biological activities in them after placing them into mouse cells capable of forming eggs. Our work provides a platform to evaluate the biological activities of nuclei in extinct animal species, they declared in a study published last March in the publication Scientific Reports.
The first complete body of a young woolly rhino, including its hair, was found near a Siberian river in 2015. Named Sasha and nearly a meter tall and 2 meters long, at just 7 months of age, she would be much taller than modern rhinoceros. Early estimates put the age of Sasha's remains at between 10,000 and 34,000 years old. The partial head of a woolly rhino was found in Germany in 2008. The creature lived nearly 500,000 years ago, making it Europe's oldest such find.
A prehistoric young horse was found in 2018 in eastern Russia. The animal was thought to be about 2 months old when it died, some 40,000 years ago. Its internal organs, tail, and hooves are whole, and even eyelashes and nostril hairs are clearly recognizable. The extinct species is known as a Lena horse. The prospect of harvesting useful DNA from the animal was high. The famous South Korean cloning researcher, Hwang Hoo-seok, was part of a team that examined the horse earlier this year. Hwang supports cloning techniques to revive woolly mammoths. He reportedly took samples of biological fluids like blood from the horse. The head of an ancient subspecies of wolf was also found last year. Its fur, brain, and other body parts were said to be the best preserved of any specimen. Scientists said it is about 25% larger than many modern wolves. The ancient animals are thought to have died off in the past 10,000 years or so. I'm Ann Ball.
And I'm Brian Lynn.